The Burt Show.
So there's this hot take that I saw on TikTok that I was kind of wondering how moms felt about, because I'm not a mom. I'm not even in the position where I can even remotely relate to this. But she said something that I felt like if I was a mom, I feel like I would be in her shoes. So this comes from a user named at Lottie.Weaver. And here is her hot mom take.
One thing I always tell my girls, and I feel like this is pretty controversial, is mommy will always take care of you. No matter how old you are, mommy will always buy you dinner. I will always take you shopping. I will even fill up your car with gas. I don't care if you're married and you have 500 children. My job, I brought you into this world, my job is to provide for you. So, you know, who knows what's gonna happen? Something, she gets divorced, mommy's gonna provide for you, okay? I'm not gonna be like, I birthed you 18 years, see ya. No, if you're having children and you're taking on that responsibility, it is like a lifelong responsibility. And I'm hoping that my daughter has a really secure like relationship with her husband, because guess what? Mommy is gonna be there in the back if he messes up, okay? So I would be the same if I had sons probably, but I don't. I just have three daughters. So they will always be my little girls. I will always be providing for them. We're always gonna go on shopping dates, always get our nails done, because why not?
So the reason why I resonated with this is because I've kind of been going through an existential crisis about, you know, wanting to have children and why you have kids and is it ethical to have kids? And I've always thought it was kind of a whack state of mind that, like, you bring these kids into the world because you chose to bring them into the world. And now, like, I got to pay taxes and work for the rest of my life because y'all wanted to have kids one day. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I get it. Like, I'm huge on personal responsibility. I like to think I own up to my life and my mistakes and the choices that I've made. But at the end of the day, like, I didn't consent to be here. So I think
so give me a free ride for my entire life.
I think it's kind of fair. Like, it was mom and dad's choice to bring me here. I didn't consent to this, but not in like an existential, like I'm trying to like leave type of way, but more of like, it's kind of fair.
I think the word that I'm getting hung up on is provide.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, will I always be there to support my son? Abso-freaking-lutely. In the good, the bad, you name it. Well, if we go out to dinner, will my son ever pay for a meal? Absolutely not. Because, I mean, I remember, like, any time my dad took me out for dinner, or any time he took me and my husband out for dinner, whatever it was, dad always picked up the tab. Like, that's just what dad did. You know what I mean? So it's one of those things where, if my child needs me, I am going to be there. But I'm also going to recognize that you need to raise a capable human being, and they're going to have to be able to be there for themselves and to provide for themselves. Yeah, if, you know, God forbid Jimmy goes through a divorce, am I going to be there to support him? Absolutely. I think it was not the message, but the delivery here with her tone, that she's like, she's giving... she's giving mama boy, like we come down on mama boys all the time, right? Like, mm-hmm. The mothers that interfere so much, and she's giving that energy, but she has daughters.
Yeah. Again, I'm getting caught up with the word provide also. And I feel like it's this kind of attitude, if you take it literally, is my beef with this generation's parents that aren't allowing their kids to flex a grit muscle, is that we're doing everything for our kids and they don't have the life skills to get through it themselves. So will I always be there physically to provide for my kids? No, there are times already that I can absolutely give them what they want, but I haven't. I will provide them guidance, but I will not provide them with the physical things that they might need that they can earn themselves.
I think for me, the word that I would look for, and this is kind of how my parents operated, and I appreciated it. It was like, once I turned 18, I was welcome to come home, but I had to pay rent. But I knew there was always a safety net. So if things got really bad, mm-hmm. or I was in dire straits, I knew that they would be there to help me pick up the pieces, but I was expected mm-hmm. to function on my own. And that's how I want to handle it. So that's what I see as her version of providing. It's like, yeah, I will literally always be the safety net for my kids.
Sure.
If they can't figure it out themselves, but I expect them, especially as adults, to figure it out themselves first. But that said, I will absolutely go on shopping trips with my adult daughter and buy her presents because I love her. But should it be an expectation of something, I'm going to fund your entire wardrobe? No. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but if your definition is, look, I didn't choose to be here, so you guys should give me everything I want just because it was your decision, I don't necessarily.
No. I'm just giving you something to chew on. I don't necessarily agree with it either, but I'm kind of like, you brought me into this world, you got to keep me in it too.
I believe that Cassie went to Emory. She blows me away with her intelligence. She really, really does. She has facts in that melon of hers that I could never, ever, ever imagine, right? So I am going out with a woman that has a four-year-old, and he is going through his dinosaur phase right now, which a lot of 3 and 4-year-olds go through, right?
It's a lot of fun.
I consider this kid very intense. He blows me away every single day. Verbally, he blows me away. He's got incredible recall. And when he latches on to something, man, it is nothing but that. And right now, it is dinosaurs and it is T-Rex. And I'm still trying to get points with this kid, okay? So Cassie hits me, and I'm not even sure how we got into the conversation. It started with, I think, the first fact, which I might have known, that chickens are part of the same family tree as dinosaurs.
Correct. Yes. Yep. Birds are descendants of dinosaurs.
I believe I've heard that.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're saying velociraptors, the velociraptors we've always known and like we've seen in Jurassic Park, mm-hmm. don't have feathers, but in actuality...
What'd you just say? What'd you just say there?
The velociraptors that we know from like movies and stuff like that do not have feathers, but in actuality, velociraptors did have feathers.
Okay, hold on, we're getting there. Let it cook. So Cassie hits me with, hey, do you know that T-Rexes are part of the chicken family and we now know that they have feathers and not scales? And I'm like, what are you saying? She's like, yeah, T-Rexes were just big chickens, basically, that they had feathers. And I'm like, you are blowing me away right now. Away right now. But I'm also thinking, I can't wait to get back to Amanda's son and blow him away with this information, right? I don't Google it or anything. Well, actually, I started to Google it. But then I get on the phone with Amanda, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got the greatest present for your child. And it's not anything physical at all. Do you know that dinosaurs had feathers? And she is a gasp, right? And then she's also like, who did this come from? And I said, Cassie. And she said, do you know what day today is? And it happened to be April 1st. So I'm like, this bee got me, and she was ready for me to come on the air and talk about how T-Rexes had feathers, because that to me is jarring info for a 4-year-old and for any adult. And then I start to do a Google on it, and the T-Rex did not have feathers, but you will not back down on it.
Because I know I read it somewhere from a credible source, and I have found that source.
Okay, because I did a deeper search also, because I cannot go to this kid with this info.
No.
Because if I am wrong, I am on the S list for the rest of our relationship.
Like, and Jimmy is very into dinosaurs right now, too.
And this kid is really particular, man.
And we've been to the Telus Science Museum to see their dinosaur exhibit. We've done Fernbank numerous times for their... We've done all the dino things in the Atlanta metro area, right? And he gets to check out books at the library, at his school. It's always a dinosaur book, right? And I was thrown because it was recently that I learned, yeah, velociraptors had feathers. That is like so crazy. It's not like the velociraptors you see Chris, what's his name, playing with in Jurassic Park.
Pratt.
Thank you. Chris Pratt playing with in Jurassic Park. But I can say I have never heard anything about T-Rex.
And he's specifically in a T-Rex. I mean.
So is Jimmy.
Yeah. You know, T-Rex is the biggest, right? It's like, yeah, it just blows you away. So T-Rex, strong. And it's a chicken. Yeah. I'm going to have to go to this kid and say, hey, it's just a big chicken with feathers. That's going to be jarring and life-changing for this kid.
Okay, I never said it looked like a chicken. I said it had feathers. And when Bert told me that it didn't, I was like, I'm not wrong. I cannot be wrong, because do you know how many people I've told this fact to? Because it's so cool.
That T-Rex has feathers?
Yes.
It doesn't.
Yes.
It never did.
I don't think it did
American
either.
American Museum of Natural History. There's a caveat. A young T-Rex probably had a thin coat of downy feathers. New York Times. Scientists now believe that all tyrannosaurs had feathers. All right. So we don't have fossilized evidence that it has feathers, and that's the catch. But major, like including the Museum of Natural History, which, you know, is the one with the big dinosaur skeletons, say that the T-Rex, at least the young one, definitely had feathers.
But if it had feathers, how do we know it's related to the chicken? Like, how are we making that jump?
Well, that's been proven.
Their bones and their structure and things of that nature.
It came out because there was a joke, but also kind of true. Alligator tastes like chicken. Like, I know you looking at me crazy, but in Louisiana, we eat alligator.
I've had alligator.
Yeah, yeah. So it tastes like chicken, but that's because they're both the closest living relatives of dinosaurs. So when you eat chicken, that's probably what dinosaur tastes like.
Okay. While some Tyrannosaur relatives, like one that starts with a Y, had feathers, current evidence suggests that Tyrannosaurus rex, T-Rex itself, was covered in scales, not feathers.
Is that from scales, AI? Is that AI?
Feathers. Many sources. Many sources.
You got to name your source, dude. You can't just say many sources. She came in with the freaking Natural Museum.
And the New York Times.
I didn't save the actual.
Probably from Reddit.
I don't know.
No. Wikipedia.
I like bones on Reddit says.
Do not go to your kids with this info. Unlike similar dinosaurs whose fossilized feathers have been found preserved in rock, no feathers have been directly linked to T-Rex.
Fine.
Not yet.
Tell them the other dinosaurs had feathers then, because they did. And it's cool. And when, you know what? In 20 years, when they find feather evidence on T-Rexes, I'm going to hunt you down in Bali or Mali or wherever you're moving to, show up at your doorstep unannounced with a bottle of champagne and be like, surprise, and drink the bottle in front of you.
Do not share this with your toddlers. It will rock their world for no real reason at all.
Oh, wait, I got some BBC science.
Okay, what are they saying?
There is not yet any direct fossil evidence of feathers on a T-Rex. Nobody has found a T-Rex skeleton cloaked in feathers or any feathers.
And that's BBC. Those are your people.
Yeah, well, that's because they don't have any evidence from the skin. That doesn't stay.
Okay, so guess what? You're all pretty.
Yes, we're both right.
The Burt Show.